Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi guys, Ben here, and you are listening to this podcast because you are trying to improve your English. Well, I have some good news for you. Not only can you listen to Parler Anglais, but I also have a new podcast called Apprendre l'Anglais avec Lactu. It is 4 times a week on the same day as Parler Anglais, and I will be presenting a news story every episode. So it's a great way for you not only to improve your English, but also to catch up on the latest news. So after you listen to this, make sure you check out Apprendre l'Anglais avec Lactu. And if you enjoy it, make sure you subscribe and like and give 5 stars and all that type of thing. Okay, now you know about the new podcast, I'll let you get back to Parler Anglais. Enjoy! Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's episode is an Understanding the Lyrics episode, where this week I have another Beatles song for you. So if you heard it last week, then I analysed the lyrics to Hey Jude. And I think I'm in a bit of a Beatles mood at the moment because I've just watched the brilliant Peter Jackson documentary Get Back, which is very, very long, follows the Beatles as they prepare for a big performance, their first live performance in a few years, and are also working on a live album and another album as well. So they're looking at Let It Be and Abbey Road as well. Some great albums. So if you're a Beatles fan, I really recommend you go and listen to them. And it sort of inspired me to talk about a couple of their songs. And today we're going to look at the classic song Yesterday. I'm sure you know it, but if you don't and you want to listen to it, or maybe if you just want to remind yourself of the song and the lyrics, then go to your nearest and best streaming service or whatever you use and listen to the song. Maybe have a look at the lyrics online. So first of all, what is the song about? Well, it's not completely clear, but it's been suggested that Paul McCartney wrote it about his mother, who died when he was just 14 years old. So it really is about how things were better yesterday. Things were clearer. Things were generally easier. Let's take a look at the lyrics. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. I want to look at one thing in that verse, and that is the use of looks as though. Now we can say looks as if, and we can also say looks as though something's about to happen or something has happened. For example, it looks as though it's raining. It's something appears to be the case. Okay, the next part. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. And here we can see a use of the phrase used to and then the verb. And this is used when something in the past is different to how it is now. I'm not half the man I used to be. So there is a change between the past and the present. There's a shadow hanging over me. And if we think about this phrasal verb, something hanging over me, then it means that it's really impossible to leave it behind or to lose this. Usually something sad or something negative is hanging over me. It just won't leave. I can't get rid of it. And then the next part, why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. So this could be about his mother dying, possibly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. If you long for something, it means you're desperate. You wish you could have that. I long for yesterday. I wish I could have yesterday back. And the next part. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Okay, love was such an easy game to play. Let's take a look at the structure of a sentence with the word such. So remember, with such, it's used for emphasis. And the structure is such, and then if it's a singular noun, you need to say such a or such an if it's followed by a word that starts with a vowel sound, like easy. So such an, and then comes the noun phrase. In this case, the adjective and the noun. Such an easy game to play. So yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. And hide away, if you hide away somewhere, then you are concealing yourself, possibly for safety or because you can't deal with the reality. I need to hide away somewhere. And then it repeats the previous part, but I will read it again. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. And that is Yesterday by Paul McCartney and the Beatles. Hopefully the meaning, the lyrics of that song are a lot clearer now. And as I said at the start, I recommend watching that brilliant new documentary, Peter Jackson's Get Back. So that's all for today's episode. Remember, if you have any songs you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then please do let me know. You can send me an email. My address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.